This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, the 14th day of February 2018, Valentine's Day. And if you're a TV viewer, and I have my little Valentine to all of you that I've decided to tweet out here in the next 10, 15 minutes at Real Alex Jones. Document cam shot, please. And it's got President Trump in a tuxedo pointing his finger, saying, I want you on my side of the wall. Isn't that just sweet? That reminds me of one of the Blaze chicklets named Allie, one of the teleprompter readers. But she says some decent stuff over there. And I noticed that she has this whole thing, as I was sent this by one of my crew members this morning, about how I'm going to say something really radical and that something you're not supposed to say, but we should celebrate, you know, male masculinity, and it's something we need. I'm so sick of everybody carping to Hollywood and the mental patient facilities that are in control of the universities and other areas, and then we respond to it like we're radicals standing up against it. They're the radicals. And Tucker Carlson totally and completely gets this. He came out and said, why is CNN, this is something I pointed out many times, I was meaning to make this point yesterday, and he made it last night. Not like we're plagiarizing each other, we're in the zeitgeist. Why are CNN in all the train stations and all the airports? Because they pay to be there. And that's why the crappiest food that nobody else wants to eat anymore, except I guess the president, he's a throwback in a good way, McDonald's is all you can find at a lot of these road stops that are in the middle of the highway in places like Oklahoma and Kansas and other areas from back from the time that they walled off the exits to the little towns. So I guess they couldn't pay the state off or whatever. That's how that worked. And they would have just maybe one restaurant, one gas station every 50 miles in the middle of the highway. And they have this in West Virginia, too. People are paying a big amount of money to shut off competition. And politicians are getting money to do that. It's the same thing. There's nothing more uncool than what you're force-fed. And so it's illustrative of how they're trying to look like they're the establishment. They're trying to look like they are the standard. But it'd be like the old Soviet Union in the 1970s picking up a copy of Pravda and going, oh, look, it's on all the newsstands. Because it's being shoveled at you. And I know the listeners and audience get this, but people like this Allie chick, who I guess like a year ago we invited on the show once, she said, oh, I wouldn't be involved with you. I was already going to come on air and make that point today. When I gave them the clip, they said, oh, that's kind of a teleprompter reading person that, you know, thinks they're above InfoWars. And I said, that's the point I'm even going to make without even knowing who she is. I could watch it. Didn't even know she was. They were just trying to set her up for the show. I was going to make the point that this is why we may not win the fight. Because we're here like, oh my gosh, they said families are bad, but hey, we're radical, we're saying they're okay. No, they're the radicals. That's totally cult-like to have the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all yesterday, it's all a talking point, say best friends are bad, families are bad. They're now admitting their plan, but saying it authoritatively, like we're supposed to grovel and say, oh, you're right. Stop your man spreading. Stop your... It's ridiculous. Ignore all of it. Who cares what these people think? Who cares about their bullying? I wouldn't be as successful if I was if all these other people that have come and gone figured out people want authenticity and being real and being hardcore and being genuine. So thank God, I guess, in the competition of media, that all these ding-dings like Glenn Beck, who's failing, and his minions don't even get what America wants. They bet on Hillary Clinton.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
There is a point that I don't make enough here before I get into all the masses of critical and, quite frankly, earth-shaking, riveting information. And it's that so many people want to be part of the establishment. They want to be at the coolest part of the country club. They want to have the biggest house on the hill. They want to be part of the coolest organizations. They want to walk the red carpet. And it's a whole cottage industry in every town and city to have little red carpets and little award ceremonies and little events where people go fawning, wanting to feel like they've arrived in the cool part of society. And that's a natural function of humanity, and it's good to honor people for serious things they've done, like graduating or donating to the poor or inventing vital things. But it's become an artificiality that's used to control us and direct us by the system, celebrating these grand falloons, to quote a famous literary genius. They become these big ridiculous things that are meant to just be advertising to celebrate our own enslavement and to make us enjoy being part of the whole servitude-based system that Kurt Vonnegut and others wrote so eloquently against. What I'd call the true left. The modern left is the exact opposite of what the left under Thomas Jefferson or somebody like Kurt Vonnegut would actually be. So again, all these terms are interchangeable and completely twisted. But what we must do is scientifically and empirically study the real political systems of the world and then develop our own terms for them. I began calling things about 18 years ago neo-feudalistic fascism. And now you see that term is in popular use, even in university published papers, and I see it everywhere, that the globalists have set up a new form of neo-feudalism, a new form of corporate colonialism, another term I've used, I coined, over the population of the entire globe. They exploit the third world and then weaponize them politically with globalist prepackaged propaganda for their area to then make them hate the West, make them want to invade the West, and then have incentives for them to invade the West, free housing, healthcare, you name it, to then use them as the new subgroup to drive down wages, drive cultural divides, and then bring in a large police state to protect the indigenous population from the new client state group that has been brought in to be a state within a state. This is all part of the destabilization program of any successful upwardly mobile culture, because that threatens the globalists. They have a breakaway civilization that is the only group allowed to be upwardly mobile, and that to be an accelerated vertical integration towards the singularity for the elite, not the people. So everything else must be sabotaged with the psychological warfare programs, with the computer algorithms, with the fast trading systems that game every system, turning what was casinos into absolute invincible frauds in the final equation. Trump has attempted to sabotage that and direct that huge cornucopia of wealth, at least partially, back at the people, and that has been the great crime that he has committed. So that said, so many people want to tune into what they think is the establishment, and they want to tune into what is basically being aired in the airports, and that's not cool. CNN is uncool all over the world. Their ratings have gone from low to basically not even existent, but they still pay large amounts of money to be in those government and corporate-controlled facilities to have the look that they're ubiquitous. They're the bottom line. They're the real news because they're the fake news. But I've seen Jake Tapper, when he attacked me just a few weeks ago, he said, InfoWars is a terrible, and he looked down at his notes, said, terrible news organization. He didn't want to say fake news because they first tried to launch that. It blew up in their face. So you notice they'll have a satellite cutout or they'll cut out of Trump's speech or they'll cut a congressman off if they say fake news because it damaged them so much and invokes memories of everything they've done. And this is the key. Just as Gruber said, thank God you don't have memories. Thank God you're so effing stupid. Thank God you have the memory of a goldfish and don't remember they were going to double and triple prices on you. Thank God you're so stupid. Zuckerberg said that too. You're a bunch of dumb effers. Now, why do I raise that again? Because if you have a memory of all the things they've done, and if we understand that the Russian narrative isn't just about trying to get Trump out of office or overthrowing that whole last election that was a true political realignment of the people, of populism, doesn't mean it's perfect, doesn't mean it has all the answers. But if you can crush that real realignment and discredit it, you discredit the voters themselves and say they're idiots, influenced by the Russians. But more importantly, you change the subject of the fake polls and the rigged debates that all came out in WikiLeaks and the almost $3 billion that couldn't beat $500 million. And the entire political and pundit and polling and political system knowing it's out. It failed. It's over. They've lost control. They're not worth working. They're not worth being hired. They've got to go prove they can beat the American people back into submission. They've got to prove they can beat the Scots and the Brits back into submission with the Brexit. They've got to prove they can beat the Catalonians back into submission and the French and the Spanish and everybody else and the Brazilians and the list goes on. But they can't. So they move on to culture war, race war, all this other stuff. And it's all failing. But remember, we all should not just sit here and defend against the Russian narrative, which is as phony as a $3 bill. Yes, we should defend against it, but only with a modicum, with a moderate little slices, just laugh at it, then discredit each piece and move on, instead of it being the giant narrative, even responding to it. Because that gives them the power. We have the power as the independent new media. We have the audience. You are the people. You have the audience. You have the common sense, the light, the dark of the night. Why are we obsessing over it so much? Why do we live to cover every angle of this soap opera, making us a slave of the fraud they created instead of going, oh, they brought up Russiagate because they don't want you to see five clips of Democrats we're about to show you years ago saying the exact same thing Trump said on immigration. Or they don't want you to remember them crying on election night. Oh, let's show some of that. Or they don't want you to remember their fake polls. Or they don't want you to remember them calling for world government. Or they don't want you to remember Hillary calling blacks super predators that must be brought like dogs to heel. Or Africans being told they can't have cars or air conditioning and they're being globally sabotaged. You see, we must take control of the narrative that there's a planetary corporate world government dictating an end of the family, and everyone being run by AI computers and a hellish world that's already been decided. We have to do that. And I have failed. I knew this a year and a half ago, and I knew it today. And I said they're creating their whole false narrative where even if we respond to it, we lose. You already with Tucker Carlson. I'm going to play that clip. And so now here we are, deep into the fake narrative. They're failing in their overall story, but it doesn't matter. They distracted us into Russia world, which was their plan to begin with, instead of this from Tucker Carlson exposing how they're frauds. Here it is.
If you've ever been to an American airport, you may have noticed something. Everyone's watching CNN. They don't have a choice. Well, that may have made sense 20 years ago when CNN had a centrist reputation, but these days the channel has strayed so far to the left and is constantly promoting wacky Russia-related conspiracy theories, along with strange spiritual advice from resident philosopher poet Chris Cuomo. You gotta wonder what's going on. Airports feel like a lesser version of hell with dirty seats, overpriced food, and propaganda posing as news on CNN. So why is this network, this channel, in every airport in America? We decided to find out. And in a surprisingly large number of cases, the reason is that CNN is literally paying to have you watch them. CNN has a special package called CNN Airport. It combines news, sports, and travel. In at least 60 airports, CNN has signed agreements to show the channel. In Miami, for example, CNN Airport pays the airport authority a minimum of $150,000 a year. In Minneapolis, the airport authorities there told us, quote, CNN covers the costs related to the TVs and infrastructure and pays us for the opportunity to be in our facility, which raises the question, how much would you have to be paid to watch CNN?
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've learned how the globalists roll stuff out, and I've just sat there every day looking at hundreds of news articles and watching hundreds of different news reports or boil downs of how they operate. And we've always known what their plan is for about 20 years with smart appliances and smart homes to totally surveil us and totally control us. And we even knew how they were going to try to get us to accept it. Now, about 4 years ago, the terms of service with smart TVs, that's any TV you buy, told you, watch what you say and do, you're being watched. This happened over the weekend. I'm not going to go to it yet till the bottom of the next hour. And it is exactly how you would think they would do it right out of a science fiction movie. How are they going to roll out that your television, not just with a camera or microphone already embedded, but how are you going to roll it out to announce to everybody they're being watched inside their houses? By their Kinect systems, by their PlayStations, by the TV itself, by the TV screen. Because they have the patents and the new TV screens just put a little diode chip in, and then it uses the screen itself like a chip that's picking up light for HD video and photos. They rolled it out over the weekend. And our listener pointed it out, and so we're going to put a big article together on this. We've already got the video and the intel, and it's coming up bottom of the next hour, maybe the next hour. Yeah, there you go. We're putting on screen for TV viewers. Just do me a favor. Print it all for me. Because I knew this was coming out, and Rob Dew ran in earlier before the show and brought it up to me, and we're collating all the data just so we'll be spot on when we give it to you. Because they're going to roll this out. This was a beta test. And they're going to see what people do and how they respond. And then they're going to ratchet up the propaganda and have somebody down the road announce for mainstream news, you know, this is no big deal, and this is a fun new thing. But by the way, it's not just that your Alexa or your Siri is watching and listening to you and saying, watch your mouth. Everything is watching you. There it is. CIA turns Samsung smart TVs into listening devices. WikiLeaks dump reveals. And that was last year we reported that. We first reported it was Samsung 4 years ago, had it in their terms of service. It's not just Samsung. This is ubiquitous. But let's stop right there. Yeah, go ahead and print me all those articles so I can give people some context. But we are the world leader in exposing this AI takeover, because the AI's eyes, ears, nose, fingers, you know, its touch is all the technology. And it's not that technology's bad, it's that it's been designed and is being rolled out to predict what we're going to do, control our lives, and be able to manipulate the stimulus, so that we are totally programmable. The globalists have decided we don't have free will. They say they do because they're ascendant. We don't have free will. And so from birth, they're trying to keep us from ever being somewhat self-aware and becoming conscious. You know, all the ancients and all the leaders and all the spiritual folks were trying to attain higher consciousness. The entire globalist system is about suppressing higher consciousness. And I'm just here going, hey, NSA whistleblowers came to me 20 years ago because nobody else was covering this and said, kid, you want to know what's going on? And told me everything. And I went on air and told you everything before I even had documents. And you know who that got me as an audience? The CIA, the Pentagon. That was suddenly when my audience got big, was when the government agencies started all listening, and then they'd go home and buy my products at night, like police chiefs and CIA deputy directors. And you've heard the stories from Dev Group SEALs and everybody else here about how they didn't know what was going on until 15 years ago in a secret operation. The CIA section chief said, listen, you got to listen to Alex Jones. He knows what's going on. And it wasn't because I was that smart. I was just an uncontrolled guy on talk radio that was on, you know, 30, 40 stations or so. And back when I was 25 years old, I was on 100 stations by the time I was 27. And I'd talk about it. So pretty soon I had engineers showing up in the parking lot going, here's the plans and here's the Scientific Atlantic cable box. Break it open, son. There'd be, you see that camera? You see that microphone? First, it was a microphone. They said, they're about to put cameras in it in 2 years. Here's the port for the camera. He says, it'll be 10 years before this is even used, but it's being used now for market research just to set the precedent that everything's being surveilled illegally. Now, see, back then, I went and told people that, and the media flipped out. I had people come and physically attack me, death threats. I mean, it was like, boy, we're going to kill you. You keep talking about this. Because back then, something could have been done. It would have shocked Congress, like, or shocked the local state legislature. Let's do something. Why are there hidden cameras and microphones? You know, in 1997, this is incredible. Well, dun, 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 the whole country woke up. We didn't allow it. But instead, they just made fun of it and made fun of it and made fun of it till it's everywhere now. Just like CNBC said, well, at the World Government Summit, where corporations were making agreements on the future of the planet, the decision was made that all humans will merge with machines for the betterment of the carbon footprint. That's what the full report, not just CNBC, if you go actually read what they wrote. And then, you know, a decade later, the CIA director goes, okay, your appliance is watching you, big deal. And a couple years later, Amazon goes, you know, 99% of the time when you're a Prime member, we can guess exactly what you're doing before you even order it. And then, oh, Samsung Smart TV records personal conversations and sends them to third parties. Can you imagine you've got admitted bugs in your house recording everything you're doing with endless bandwidth on bandwidth you're paying for, collating it all, but everybody now knows I was right, but I'm still the bad guy and I'm even kookier, see? Like if I was a prospector and I said, I found the Comstock mine, it's probably got 50 tons of gold in it. Everybody goes and gets in there and they go, it's got 50 tons of gold. It's like, let's kill that old man. He steered us wrong. And they go, well, you're not telling us good news like about gold. You're telling us about bad news. No, it was gold for your family and gold for the future of the country and the world if we'd have done something about this. And it wasn't me that did it. It was the engineers. You know, I had two other times I had sons of former NSA and the corporate guys, AT&T, Time Warner. Once I had a son come to me, and I used to do events a few times a year. People could come talk to me. He said, you remember my dad coming to see you about 10 years ago? And he described him and everything. You guys met in the parking garage where you were at. And I remember, and I said, yeah. And he said, yeah, my dad died about 2 weeks after that. Just so you know, they killed him, but I'm glad he did it. And let me tell you more. He told me before he died. And he was telling me everything. It's about trends and future things. They can see it and control it, know it. And they're putting nanotech already in the food. And that's what this is all about. And they got big corporations involved in it, like Starbucks. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa. I mean, it's, folks, we're not in Kansas. We're in a super advanced technology already. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, how are you, baby?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I want to be left alone in my average home.
But coming up at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to present to you first, on air, that the announcement is set to be made imminently that all new televisions, and the technology is already going into basically everything, will have the screens themselves being the camera chip and will videotape you digitally and take photos of you in live time. You'll be unable to turn them off. We're going to get to all the documentation claims coming up next hour. And the reason I go over that is Media Matters and George Soros will take just that part. They won't show any documentation. And they'll say I made it up, even though it's set to be announced. And the reason I know that is I know how their algorithm operates. They made the announcement over the weekend during a major sport event as a beta test. And then they will generally within a month make the announcement to the world. But then they'll say, did ESPN screw up telling you about it? They always make it about, oh, TiVo admits that they rewound and replayed a record number of Janet Jackson's breast popping out. Was it right that they told you they're listening and watching what you do and tracking it? But that's just digitally. And then, of course, if they don't like episodes of TV programs I'm on, they admittedly go in and erase them off your DVRs. Now, there it is. Jackson's stunt, most replayed moment ever. CNN. But then that in 2004 became the controversy of, oh, does that scare you that we're watching everything you do? Well, it's beyond that. You'll say, I don't care if you watch me. They use the data against you. So they're just slowly rolling this out, slowly having discussions about it. And they admit there's no turning it off. So here's the bottom line. All the new modern televisions and many other appliances are watching you. It's the screen itself, and you can't turn it off, and they admit they're spying on you, and they're using it against you. But everybody's so in love with the screen sickness, down with the sickness, what are they going to do? But we've got the video, not just of them announcing it, but it inside your house. Don't show it yet. Inside your house watching you. When you don't know. And it's all done as cute and fun. And next it'll be the sports fans, you know. Oh, look, let's tune into the Johnsons or the Chang's house or the Smith's house or the Sanchez's house. And then, oh, look, they're on the couch. Yay! And no matter what you do, oh, we're just going to look in your house now. But it's all done in your face. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked with that, but it is a big announcement. And again, they want to just slip it out during sports shows and go, oh, look there, your TV watches you. That's a fancy new fun thing. Look, the folks getting watched are happy about it. And it's a new technology. It's always the newest thing. They told folks going to a death camp was the newest thing. People would line up for it. Or have an autonomous car. It tracks everything you go and taxes you by the mile. But only the fanciest Audis and Mercedes have it. Well, let me line up to get that. And it's all purposely directed and organized to tax you, to control you, to make you desperate, to make you alone, to make you obsolete. The New York Times. It's fascinating to ban best friends and maybe even friendship itself. That's how we'll make people happy. Don't go outdoors. Don't have friends. Don't have contact sports. Just look at your phone, and then you get the internal documents in there like 15 years ago, right when Facebook's getting launched. Our mission is to keep them within a contained system, to keep them depressed, to keep them desperate, and only interacting with our bots and our systems. In phase one, in phase two, we'll then phase out really most human activity and real contact and phase in mainly bots. Then we'll phase out third-party advertising and only advertise goods and services that vertically integrate our control system. I'm paraphrasing the documents. They're public. Came out last year. And then finally, we will phase out products all along the line and only allow them to have the products we want for social engineering towards the larger goals of our unified program under the transnational agreements, TPP, IMF, World Bank, WTO agreements, and then it lists them. It is all in board meetings with the top technicians, the top engineers, the top psych warfare people, and they create a private global government secret combine that you're going to live under. And we're already 14 phases that I know of into these things. They have meetings every 2 to 3 years to finish their systems. They've got 4 or 5 competing world government models, but are run by the same people, only to see which one's working the best, to then finally merge what works best in all of the systems together into the super grid. I mean, you're getting the actual plan right now. And see, why does all this other news matter when you know the master plan? But then you've got to ask, who do they get to run it? Well, communist Chinese, they found, are the most godless, bloodthirsty, cold about it, and will just do whatever they're told and actually have a fetish to kill their own people. So, I mean, they patented, you know, putting people in slave cages and selling them around the world 500 years ago. And it's unbelievable. So that's why the Vatican has come out and said they are the model of human rights. They are the epitome of goodness and decency. That was the Pope yesterday in a big announcement. China, best example of church's social doctrine. Beijing defends human dignity, the Pope says. And I thought you'd want to know about that, because every day or so we see another Catholic priest, including the deputy pope, indicted for trafficking more than 100 small boys, some of which were found dead. This is out of the Idaho Statesman. Hundreds of child porn images, LSD, ecstasy found in Boise priest home, prosecutor says. But that's not the issue. The headline should be, the retired senior priest talked in message boards about his desires to rape and kill children that he would kidnap. And, of course, you dig deeper into the situation, you'll find more. And that ties into this report about the top Democrat donor in California, with all these witnesses saying he gets black men that are not on drugs, gets them on drugs just to see them dehumanized and desperate. And then they die. They found one guy, a young man, dead at his house, and they got the diaries, and it's all very, very sad. And again, you have to understand with the left, sucking a soul is their God. And if you can take somebody, and they're so anti-black, I don't know what it is, they're always getting caught shipping black kids out of Haiti. They particularly like them. It was the Rolling Stones got caught with a dead black Haitian kid back in the 70s in New York. It's hard to even find that report, killed in a voodoo ritual, but it's some weird stuff, man. And I guess in voodoo, the thing you want is a black. And if you can't get away with doing sacrifice itself, I'm not saying this nice person was all rainbow ties doing that. I'm just saying that's what goes on. This is a big part of it. And you can read about justice for Jamel Moore. Family wants answers and escorts death at Dem donor's home. Ed Buck is a well-known Democrat contributor, one of the biggest in California. And then it goes on. According to a July 31st Coroner's report, Buck's apartment was riddled with drug paraphernalia, according to items, 24 syringes containing brown residue, 5 glass pipes. It goes on. And then they got the witnesses and other black men, and we got the diaries and all the rest of it. A number of gay black men have claimed Buck would invite them to his house, then pay them several hundred dollars to take drugs. He liked to get them addicted and then watch them disintegrate. And there you have it. But it's okay, because like Harvey Weinstein, he's a liberal. But see, that's who they've got working for them. That's their army.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A few years ago, Ralph Reicherman of the Scorpions said that he'd been at parties where people got killed as part of ritual sacrifice. He said, well, TMZ took it out of context. Here's the bottom line. There have been a lot of mysterious deaths in and around Hollywood, rock stars, you name it. They're constantly catching people into the occult. There's been all these incredible ritual murders that we've seen that are carried out. And when Charlie Manson does it for Satan, we say, oh, he's mentally ill. Well, of course he's mentally ill. But these things go on, and they try to act like it's a witch hunt, and these things don't go on. When it's not Russian interference we have in this country. It's globalists involved in every aspect of our lives, dehumanizing us, trying to corrupt our children, trying to attack our families, and they're now so out in the open, they're trying to normalize saying, don't say father and mother. Don't say Jesus Christ. Don't even say you have a family. Don't have Trump say family and church during his State of the Union, that that's hateful and bad. And that communist China is a great, the best example of human rights, according to the Pope. It's all sick jokes. Bringing in 10 million radical Islamists into Europe and letting them do whatever they want. That's all satanic. Snopes is out saying, well, the new portrait of the president doesn't have sperm on him. It looks like sperm, painted, but it's you know, and yes, the artist does paint sperm on some of his other paintings, but the InfoWars is wrong. It's not sperm. They can't, even lying, they have to admit the truth. Let's play Mr. Scorpions. Here it is.
I went to one time. I've seen really bad.
Was it like a donkey show or?
No, actually, you know, I think they actually kill people there and stuff. They pay like up to like 100,000 people to see people get
executed.
I'm not.
Paid $100,000 to see people killed. Now, was he really involved in that? He's trying to be shocking. The point is, that's not the best version video they found. We've got a lot better one on InfoWars.com in an article dealing with it. We'll put back on screen so I'll give you the headline. Former Scorpions bass player admits going to stunt parties. Hostile movie reflects elite murder parties. Well, obviously, he tried to backtrack on that one. The point is that look at what ISIS is into, murdering hundreds of thousands of people, putting little girls into sex slavery, cutting hearts out, making a bunch of Africans in Libya eat pieces of their dead comrades, believing it will send them to hell. We've played that video before, right before the election, given to us by intelligence sources. This is stuff grabbed off satellite feeds. I've got hours of it back there. You want to see ISIS? If they aren't devil worshipers, I don't know what is. They're into evil. They're into pushing boundaries. Now, if you just joined us, I got into this Catholic priest, retired senior priest, big liberal in the community, who was talking on message boards about how he wanted to kidnap and how he desired to rape and kill children. And so they found hundreds of child porn images, LSD, ecstasy, in the priest's home. And, of course, the investigation will probably stop right there. But that's just the daily bust that's going on that I mentioned, Democrat donors and what people say is going on inside their houses and the dead body that's found and all the rest of it. But if you're part of the establishment like Joe Scarborough and there's a young intern with her brains bashed out and you're inside your office in the middle of the night, well, there's not even going to be an autopsy here. Or, you know, just we're not even going to look at this. Or they called it an autopsy. They just said, she hit her head. And so we're going to leave it at that. Because, see, you're part of the establishment. You get to not be investigated. You get to do what you want. Now, before we go to break, let me tell you what's coming up in the jam-packed next hour. There's a new Feinstein flashback about how DACA would be a horrible idea and all the common sense reasons it's not good. And she said it would turn the U.S. into Mexico's welfare state. That's what globalism is. And we got Bill Clinton's flashback, talks about Trump. We are a nation of laws. And then I want to tie it into news stories that are out. EU chief, we need open borders to stop populism. We're an unelected EU. We're authoritarian. We're tax exempt. We're run by the heir to the Nazi throne, Juncker. And so we're going to bring in people that we're going to let vote to stop the natives from controlling us. We don't have the votes to make you stay in a dictatorship, so we're going to bring people in, put them on welfare, your money, and pay them to be your enemy. That's coming up. We're also going to get into what we told you, what was it, 3-4 months ago, but tomorrow's news today, Romney to announce Senate run on social media. So he is running so he can get position and then run against Trump. That's coming up. We also are going to get into intel chiefs sound alarm on China's threat. Yes, they do. But, the Atlantic. Remember we told you this 4 years ago? Well, now it's being announced. China's dystopian tech could be contagious. Their People's Republic social credit scheme might have consequences for life in cities everywhere. And they say it's coming here. You're not a good globalist. You can't buy or sell. You can't travel. You can't live. I think I heard of that before. And Google test a smart reply robot that will chat to your friends so you can keep on top of your social life without the effort. Yes, AI will even wipe your butt for you. And you're like, I don't care. We can use technology. It's being designed to totally control you. And, of course, this little schmiblet, because I've been under Qatari attack for 6 years. We've even had, we know, funded Islamic groups out of Qatar have funded lawsuit campaigns against us behind the scenes and, of course, failed and other things that we'll be able to reveal very, very soon. The Young Turks were mainly funded by Qatar. CNN's massively funded by Qatar. Not anymore. Trump put it into that. But Qatar-backed spy operation on U.S. Jews, out of the Free Beacon, puts Al Jazeera in congressional crosshairs. Oh, yeah, I've been around Al Jazeera reporters. They are globalist, leftist, foundation, CIA, Tavistock Institute cutouts. And so there you go. And, of course, will American leftist Jews do anything about this? Probably not. But there you go. Pretty sick. And we've got economic news, tech news, the volcanic news. Yellowstone's getting really intense. That is all coming up in the second hour. But at the bottom of the hour, I'm not going to push it, but I want to get all my documents together and all my little duckies in a little quackable, happy row. We're going to exclusively reveal to you that your televisions, whether you turn them on or off, are watching you inside your home, all the new ones. And they're rolling out systems where the screen itself is the camera, so you can't turn it off. And they are already doing it, and they're preparing to announce it in the general media. But they see unconscious sports fans as the first target. It has been announced. That video and more coming up, bottom of the next hour. This is critical info. If you take it like it's a big deal they're doing this, we could create a wave, get some concern, and get this fixed. I tried back when nobody knew what was going on. Boy, could have really turned it around then. Now they're rolling it out. Ubiquitous, 100% rollout. So we can get a wave on this and hopefully have some debate about this and stop the screen sickness and so much more. So really breaking it all down. Screen sickness, another turn of my coin. That's what it is. Lowers your IQ, lowers everything. We're going to discuss it all, especially stuff that is they're not to challenge you, not to bring in complex thought processes. You could turn the video off and listen to the show. It'll get you thinking, just like reading a book will. But the flicker rates, everything still lowers your consciousness, lowers your brainwave. Once you're in that highly suggestible state, this is on record, they can fully program you. So just do at your own peril, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Huge special. We haven't had this in about, I don't know, a month or so, but it's so popular. We're bringing it back. All super blue. That's the colloidal silver and iodine fortified, made in America, organic toothpaste. All Super Blue products at the InfoWars store, 50% off for a very limited time. And you can find out all about it for adults. We have a children's as well. It's the best toothpaste out there. Thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. Find out about it. Your children deserve it. And it's, we think it's the best toothpaste ever. Here's some of the reviews. This is Best Toothpaste by Sandra. An undisclosed location, verified buyer. This has got to be the very best toothpaste that I have ever found. If you've not tried it, you need to get this toothpaste. My gums have never felt so good. My teeth are squeaky clean. When using Super Blue toothpaste, I am fixing to order some more. Sounds like she's from Texas. And it just goes on and on with the same five stars, thousands and thousands of them. Limited time Cell Force product. That is really called DNA Force Plus when it comes out. More BioPQQ, more CoQ10 than DNA Force. We call it DNA Force Plus at a reduced price. We got a big deal on this. So it's a couple hundred dollars less than leading competitors sold at medical clinics as if the prescription they're not. $69.95, you cannot get a better deal. This is galactic good. Also, Icarin for liver and kidney detox, 50% off out of the gates, only $19.95. InfoWarsStore.com. You cannot fund a more hardcore pro-human operation than InfoWars. And your purchases aren't just vital, they are beyond critical. So thank you for your support. Please spread all the live links.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.